Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota is hitting a new milestone in education. State data shows nearly 85% of the class of 2025 graduated high school on time, the highest rate ever recorded. Minnesota Education Commissioner Willie Jett.
Not only did we see this record percentage of students graduate, but we also saw gaps shrink. Graduation rates for Asian, Black, and American Indian students receiving special education services, and students eligible for free and reduced price meals increased for all students.
Governor Walz says, quote, "This is a moment worth celebrating. Decades in the classroom have helped inform many of the goals I've set and the policies we've passed over the last 7 years to support our students, teachers, and parents." President Donald Trump has fired U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, ending her roughly 14-month tenure at the Justice Department. The White House confirmed the move Thursday, with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche stepping in as acting AG. This comes just days after the DOJ filed a federal lawsuit challenging Minnesota's policy allowing transgender students to participate in girls' sports. Governor Tim Walz is predicting gains for Democrats in the midterm elections. Walz, appearing on KFGO News and Views, says the political landscape seems to be shifting.
And I say that to your listeners out there saying, well, you know, just electing Democrats doesn't fix it. No, it doesn't necessarily fix it. But what I'm telling our folks is, let's use this as an opportunity to listen to folks really hard, focus on what they need. Let's get fertilizer prices down. Let's make rural hospitals are stabilized. Now, we're not maybe going to be able to have, you know, the moves that we need to make around guns and those types of things. Well, let's save that for another day. Keep working it and doing that.
Walz, who decided against seeking a third term, also says he's not done with public service, although he will not be a candidate for political office in the future. The Minnesota National Guard deployment earlier this year is expected to cost the state more than $5 million. The executive director of the Minnesota Department of Military Affairs says the final total is still being calculated. Governor Walz activated the Guard during Operation Metro Surge, which ran from January 8th through February 25th. It was out of an abundance of caution, he says, following the killing of Renee Good and Alex Preddy. Minnesotans might notice extra law enforcement out this month as agencies try to crack down on distracted driving. State Patrol Colonel Christina Bogoyevich.
Last year, distracted driving was the only one of the four deadly factors where our troopers saw an increase in traffic stops and citations. The other deadly factors, speeding, impaired driving, and seatbelt violations, all went down. That's not progress. That's a warning sign.
Between 2020 and 2026, there were 33,183 distracted driving crashes that resulted in 162 fatalities. Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport has opened a new remote workspace for travelers. The Red Bull Work Wing is a dedicated, energy-boosting work and meeting space designed for travelers who want to get things done before takeoff. Located in Terminal 1's airport mall, the space is open 24 hours a day, giving passengers around-the-clock access to a comfortable, functional place to work. Weather permitting, the Minnesota Twins host the Tampa Bay Rays this afternoon for the home opener at Target Field. The first pitch is scheduled for 3:10 p.m. The Twins have 17 home games in the month of April. This is MNN.